It's Tracy and Noel. They're gonna make you LOL on 90 Day Fiancé Trash Talk.
Hello and welcome to 90 Day Fiancé Trash Talk. My name is Tracy and that's Noel.
Hello.
I'm a comedian and she is too.
We both are, I guess. A comedian squared.
We are. This is episode 271. Now, do you remember what season and episode this is? Because I don't remember. I know it's Happily Ever After. Season 8, episode maybe 7?
Okay. I looked at it before, too. It's either
that was just really off the top of my head here. I'm going to tell you
is
right
it,
now.
Yeah, season 8?
Season 8, episode 7. I was right. Why am I so good at this?
I should get a raise. You're right. Okay. Garcon, give Tracy a raise.
Oh, Garcon?
Garcon?
Who's
give
that?
Tracy a raise. Our boss.
Oh, our boss like is Charlie, French.
Like Charlie's Angels?
Mm-hmm. It's oh, not I don't Charlie. Know him like that.
It's Garcon.
Oh, why is it Garcon? How do you know him?
He's French. He's French Canadian, though.
Oh, excuse me. I didn't know you were such a traveler.
Yeah, he's from Montreal. He's the one who taught me double entendre.
Oh, wow. He really versed you in the language.
He did. Oh, man, Tracy.
Imagine hating us and we're this fun and funny.
But that's what I mean. And you know what's funny is people do hate us.
No, people hate us for sure.
For no reason.
I know.
I think that we're fun.
If you really love us, you know what you should do?
What?
Leave us a 5-star rating and amazing review on whatever platform you listen to us on. But also, here's another thing that you could do. You could go over and join Patreon because Noel has the funniest podcast this side of the Mississippi.
Oh, yeah? This side of the Mississippi. All right.
Yeah. Yeah, the side of the Mason-Dixon, if you will.
My other bestie and I, we're going to record an episode this week of Recycled with
Noel. It's called Recycled with Noel and Michael, and it is funny.
I'm pretty sure the episode we're recording this week is the finale of season 2 of Real Housewives of New Jersey.
Wow. Yep. This is amazing. And then Mob Wife starts, right?
Mob Wife.
I cannot believe it. This is the best podcast I've ever heard of. But also,
we're reading all their books to do Mob Wife.
This is insane.
Like,
this
we're
is
deep diving.
This is insane. You could also get So Pumped to Vanderpump Rules podcast, Macaroni Rascals, a Jersey Shore podcast, and our favorite podcast, BS.
BS.
Because we just kind of...
We BS'd. Yesterday, we BS'd for over an hour, and I thought it was 20 minutes.
I know. I was like, we didn't give the people what they wanted.
Guess what? We gave them what they wanted.
Also, you know what else is on Patreon? Every single episode of The Single Life.
I mean, it's every single episode ever of Unexpected, too.
This is crazy. There's so many things over there. Head over. But now I'm ready to jump in the pool.
Okay, I'm ready. I'm ready for the pool.
You hate going into the pool, but I'm jumping in the pool. And this pool is in Miami.
Oh, bienvenido a Miami.
Wow. Welcome to Miami.
Oh.
Gino and Jasmine. So we start off. Coco is running away.
Coco is also G-A-Y. I didn't know that.
Okay, well, Coco likes men and that's what happens.
So does Chico, though. My dog also as well.
Wow. I wonder if they should hang out.
We could hook them up. I always forget that Coco is a male dog.
Yeah. I mean, maybe. I don't know. I mean.
Yeah, I don't know. But who am I to gender the dog?
But that's what I'm saying. Like, just mind your business.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry. I'm overstepping here.
Yeah. Just mind your business. You don't comment on someone's physical appearance. You don't comment on someone's sexuality. Don't assume a gender. Like, just.
We're on the wrong podcast here then. But I'll tell you this. You're right, even though I'm not supposed to say you're right because I shouldn't agree with you.
No,
I get in trouble for
I
that.
Know.
Her butt is pointy.
It is pointy. There is a shelf. So, okay. I'm building a pool right now.
Uh-huh.
And they are putting in a little bit of a shelf so that we could sit in the pool.
Oh, okay.
You're going to like that part.
Okay. I like sitting.
When I looked at the plans for the pool,
uh-huh,
I was like, oh, that's what Jasmine has for a butt.
She has
an in-ground pool butt.
Would you wear white leggings?
Would I wear leggings with a botched butt? And now you know that I have started my new career.
Oh, botched. Right. A botched surgeon.
So I am a botched surgeon. I am a board not certified plastic surgeon right now.
Okay.
And I have been working with a very, very amazing team. of surgeons. And we're, I don't know if you guys have seen our television show. It's called Botched. It's currently available on Peacock, all of the seasons. I'm not on the earlier seasons. Okay. And then in the later seasons, I'm behind the scenes.
Oh, really? Okay.
Well, they can't show me. I'm not board certified.
Okay. Right. You're just, Woody, are you interning?
I'm interning.
Okay.
It's a non-paid
internship.
You're
an apprentice.
I'm apprenticing because I don't believe in school. I don't believe in
the
government. I don't believe in last names. I don't believe in balloons.
Men.
I don't believe in
You
men.
Don't believe in balloons.
I just
doesn't
don't.
Believe
Sorry.
In gluten.
I don't believe in it. Sorry. No, I believe it. Trust me. I believe in gluten. The
that,
power
that's
of gluten
true.
Is real.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, the power of gluten compels me. So I have been working on a lot of botched cases.
Okay.
I have been, you know, rejuvenating. I have been sewing human bras inside of people's breast pockets.
What does your mom think about your new job?
She's really proud of me.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. She's really
proud. She's like, you know what? She got a scholarship to high school.
And now look. And now. Yada, yada, yada. She's a board uncertified plastic surgeon. And I always knew she could do it.
I love this.
Yeah. So when I see this butt implant, if you will, this is an implant. This is not a fat transfer.
Really? How does an implant become pointy like this?
There is something that's going on. It's either resting above the muscle or it's just the wrong shape for her body or whatever it is. It's like just not settling.
I need to know more. Like, I need to see.
I need to know more,
person.
But I have. Here's the thing. I could only tell you so much by looking on TV. I haven't examined her.
Okay. So you want to examine her. You want to give Jasmine an anal exam.
I have to. Well, you make it sound disgusting. Like, I'm a doctor.
Okay. Sorry. Right. You're a non-certified doctor.
I'm a board, not certified plastic surgeon.
Okay. So give Jasmine a rectal exam.
Well, the fact that you cannot separate the gluteus maximus from the anal cavity is shows your age and your maturity level.
It shows my job. I'm a comedian. I am not a
Here's the thing.
Surgeon.
I'm a comedian second. I'm a board uncertified plastic surgeon first because I took the Hippocratic Oath. Yeah.
Oh, first. Okay. You know how I know you took the Hippocratic Oath? Mm-hmm. Because my doctor told you I didn't have kidney stones when you called.
I did call and I did.
I know.
I was like, hey, this
it's
is
me.
It's me from not school.
Mm-hmm. I'm me from over here at the not school. I'm the apprentice.
Yeah. And he's like, oh, you're apprenticing.
Yeah. So I'll tell you.
He's like, I've seen you on TV. I've seen you on not TV. I've seen you behind the scenes.
I've seen you behind the scenes.
I've seen you on the uncut version of Botched.
God.
Which also, the funny thing is when we were pitching that show, because I was part of the original pitch team.
Oh, yeah.
We were going to call it Chopped.
Uh-huh.
And then it turns out it was already taken by the Food Network. And they were like, no.
I wonder how young you were when it started. You had to have been like 13.
Well, I'm 33 now.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
Botched was on for a long time.
Yeah, it doesn't take a long time to not go to school for plastic surgery.
I would think it would take a long time.
No, not at all. Okay. You know what?
It's like, how to stop the bleeding? Put a potato on it.
No, it's not potato, it's fire.
Potato, fire. Potato, potato.
You could put a hot potato on it.
Hot potato could kill you.
A hot potato is the best insulation.
There is nothing hotter.
I don't know
than
why
potato.
Everyone's walls in a very, very cold area like Alaska are not made of mashed potatoes.
Okay, I agree with that. It's a hot spackle at all times.
Right. It's like, how are you making igloos out of snow and not mashed potatoes?
Her butt would look so much better if there was mashed potatoes in them.
Speaking of mashed potatoes, there would be a better butt.
Yeah, it would be a better butt.
It might need a little bit of it might need some air holes to breathe.
Okay, so it doesn't ferment.
Yeah.
Air holes. Okay, air holes in the butt.
Yeah, but no, not again. I know you're trying to make this something disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
Not buttholes, just some air holes on her.
Oh no, I know.
Area.
Little pricks on her cheek. I got it.
Yeah, thank you.
You're the acupuncturist.
All right. Exactly. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. I respect your craft.
Well, speaking of some botched surgery.
Yeah.
She has some fillers under her eyes that have gone wrong.
Oh, I didn't notice that.
They are really prominent and they're pronounced and they're she does need a little dissolving.
Oh,
so,
I did notice something under her eyes because I look, it looked like she was swollen.
Yeah,
yeah, it's, that
it's
I noticed.
A little bit of bad filler. So when she comes in, I will dissolve a little bit of her filler.
What do you dissolve with, acid, like battery acid?
Yeah, battery acid.
That sounds good.
Yeah, I do a little red wine vinegar and a little balsamic reduction.
Oh, I love red wine vinegar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. Well, you're going to love her under eye developing.
Do you use a lemon packet? What is it, true lemon?
I use a true lemon packet if I don't have a balsamic glaze. Yes.
Okay.
Okay, so we find out that her mother has cancer. I'm assuming breast cancer?
I don't know. I'm assuming so. But it's like stage one, thank goodness.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gino's like, oh yeah, my mom died of that. Okay.
Read the room, Gino.
Gino?
He's like, but the medicine was really bad back then. It's like, oh, you're trying
okay,
to
okay, so here's
yourself.
The thing. He mm-hmm. it was. I mean, his mom died in 1977.
Yeah, that was a long ass.
But like,
time ago.
I don't know. Maybe that's like a discussion for another day.
But Gino, what were you like? What were you, five? Like, that's a long time.
Yeah, he was little.
Ago. Yeah.
He said, I just remember going
that's
to see
so
my mother
sad.
And then her funeral.
Thanks.
Oh,
thanks.
Okay.
Poor
well,
Jasmine.
Maybe,
Jasmine's like, I don't have my kids. My mom's going to die.
Right.
Thank you so
Thank
much.
Thank you, Gino. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Gino. Now you made it about you as well.
So she's also very depressed.
She's very depressed, but don't worry. They don't have money for the lawyer. They don't have money for their kids, but they do have money for a trip to Miami.
Yeah, they're going to go to Miami.
They're going
to
go see Ariella's ex-husband, Leandro.
Okay, right? I was like, I know this name.
Yeah, I know him.
Okay.
He's from Argentina. No, I don't know where he's really from. I guess he's from Panama.
Yeah.
So they're traveling to Miami, and she's trying to talk to him. She's telling him to say adios. Adios.
But he can't figure it out.
He's like, adros? She's like, adros? He's like, adros? I mean, I would divorce him.
I mean, well, your wick is pretty short.
I'd be like, 911, my husband is disrespecting my culture.
He says, you have to show me where to place my tongue. And
she's
then
like,
Tracy
oh, I
fainted.
Will. Yep. And then I was like, oh, I wish I wasn't watching the show.
You're like, I'm going to change the channel, actually.
I actually wish I was not here. Gino wants to do sex in public. Jasmine wants to do sex in public because Leandro, she did it once. And her, Leandro was the lookout.
The lookout. What a good friend. Good for
right?
you.
That's great. He also suggests that he wants a woman and Jasmine to hook up in public. And then he could join in.
And Jasmine says, do you want me to make you a cock meat smoothie? Basically.
She's like, do you want me to feed you some balls on ya?
Yum.
Oh God, that was pretty funny though.
No, it was, but she was actually giggly. I feel like old Jasmine would scream cry over
okay,
that.
But this entire episode.
Yeah, it's like finally you're not crying.
You're not scream crying.
I know.
All right. Well, we find out that Leandro has only known her for 5 years.
Right. I thought they were like childhood best friends.
Okay, so where did you meet him?
There's no way to know. You met him. Okay. Now, I'm not gonna assume anything. But I am going to assume since Gino is so cool about them being like huggy.
Okay, here's the thing. Leandro, I'm going to say it. Leandro's okay. A homosexual man.
Okay, okay. Right, I'm assuming he is.
Okay, I'm going to tell you how I know he is.
How?
He tells her that he could see her in the ring camera. He's like, uh-huh. Do something, he could see you. And she licks at him.
That's true, right. And Gino's like, ha, 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 ha. Right.
Yeah. And then okay. He spins her and picks her. Yeah. I mean, I
right,
think we're safe
I feel like
here.
That's why, right. It's not a Dane Dan.
It's not a Dane Dan. But here, I got to tell you,
yeah,
I don't think Gino's super jealous.
I don't think he is either. I think he's jealous because she makes him jealous.
Yeah. But what
She'll
is
be like,
what's
you know,
jealous about him? She's literally telling him every moment that she can that she'd rather be with Dane Dean Dan.
Well, that's why he gets jealous.
Right. But does he even?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
Right, but like a regular amount. That's what I'm saying.
Right,
like I wouldn't
right.
say like, oh yeah, Gino, he
no,
really...
he's not like crazy. Right.
No way. So this guy is in a rental house.
So that's the thing. Okay. This is an Airbnb, correct?
Okay. So the thing is, not only is it a rental Airbnb, it's a week rental. It's
right.
It's not even a yearly rental. This
that's
is a
the
weekly
thing. This
rental.
Isn't his apartment that he has. This is a rental, and he's like, oh, we're going to be in Florida together on vacation.
Right.
See? Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. So he wants to make her feel better. He gets her these cupcakes. She blows them out for the candles out for her birthday. I'm assuming I didn't really pay attention.
It was her birthday. It's our 37th birthday.
Okay. And she wishes to have her kids there and her mom's health. And you know what?
What?
I wish that you were back in Michigan.
Uh-huh.
Giving them money for this trip towards a lawyer.
But now it's okay because it's something Jasmine wants to do.
Oh, okay.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's fine.
Yeah, I know. I know. I like the hypocritical part of her.
Well, this message is sponsored by Greenlight. As your kids get older, some things about parenting get easier. You know, I mean, they do.
Yeah, I mean, I guess as they get a little older.
Yeah, they can clean up after themselves. You don't have to change diapers anymore.
Sounds like a dream.
Yeah, I mean, that's the kind of stuff that I don't want to deal with about kids.
No, I feel like there's so much I don't want to deal with. I don't understand.
Yeah, but other things don't get better as they get older, like having the conversation about money. The fact is, kids won't really know how to manage their money until they're actually in charge of it. That's where Greenlight can help. Greenlight is a debit card and money app made for families. Parents can send money to their kids and keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens build money confidence and lifelong financial literacy skills. With the Greenlight app, kids learn how to save, invest, and spend wisely, thanks to games that teach money skills in a fun, accessible way. The Greenlight app also includes a chores feature, where you could set up one-time or recurring chores, customized to your family's needs, and reward kids with allowance for a job well done. Noelle, yes. What was it like? Did you have chores when you were younger?
I had a ton of chores when I was younger.
I used
and
to
maybe
cook
I would get like a dollar.
I know. I used to cook dinner. I got to tell you, I did all the laundry in the family too.
Since really?
I was like little. Yeah, I love doing laundry.
Well, I don't mind doing laundry. I didn't have laundry as a chore. I was definitely more of a dishwasher. I was the big dishwasher.
Ooh, well, millions of parents and kids are learning about money on Greenlight. It's the easy, convenient way for parents to raise financially smart kids and families to navigate life together.
I have to tell you, I wish this was around when I was younger. I think I could have benefited so much.
I would have done so many chores that my parents would have gone
broke.
Forget
about it. Your parents would have been like, you're fired from chores.
I know. I would have been like, I'm building a brand new extension on the house. I actually have a construction helmet on. I've taken chores to the next level.
So true.
Well, sign up for Greenlight today and get your first month free when you go to greenlight.com/fiance. That's greenlight.com/fiance to try Greenlight for free. Greenlight.com/fiance. Moving on to Mahmoud and Nicole.
Okay.
Okay, I got to tell you, Nicole is losing me more and more and more and more and more.
She fully has lost me.
Yeah. So, okay. What was her friend's name now, this guy?
Julian.
Julian. Okay. Yeah. Julian is really trying.
Okay. He's nice. Because who else would go after him like this?
But like in a nice, like a friend go after.
Right. He's not like, hey, you get back here. He's like, please, please just stay here and be safe.
Uh-huh.
Don't run into traffic, please.
Okay. So the age difference.
Yeah.
Is significant as well. I think between Mahmoud and Julian, I'm assuming that Julian's a little bit older than Nicole. Mahmoud is like 12 teen.
That's true. He's like, 32 or something?
He's like 32, but he's not.
He's immature.
He's like a 17-year-old 32.
Yeah, he is. But that's the thing. I feel like he's very naive, very sheltered.
Noelle, he was walking into traffic.
I know. He just didn't know.
This was like playing Frogger.
I know, but it's like, I have to tell you, I know that he sucks, but I really empathize with him.
He is walking into traffic like a blind and deaf puppy.
He doesn't know.
Hello? There's a machine coming at you at full speed. You're going to die.
Maybe he would just rather that than deal with the call.
I got to tell you, he's pretty docile.
He is docile. And he's such a smoker.
I know. This guy is like manhandling him. And he's like, okay, okay.
Yeah, he's like, okay. Because I think that he realizes Julian has his best interests.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So he's like, I have to walk away. And he's like, no, just walk to the corner.
I know. I love that. He's like, okay, you walk to the corner and back. That's
okay,
what you would do.
It is what I would do. But mm-hmm. also, it's like, you know, when you're little and your parents are like, you could ride your bike to the end of the block and then back.
Story of my life.
Right. That's mm-hmm. how I felt. I was like, oh, okay. So he ends up walking with the camera people. You forget that there's a camera crew everywhere they are.
I know.
So Nicole is in bed now in her backless dress.
With her friends.
Mm-hmm. And she's like, I'm so embarrassed at how he acted.
But she's also mad at herself.
I guess.
So she says.
So she calls him and he's like, I'm going to stay in a hotel.
And then he gets a ride to the hotel.
She's worried, but she's still mad.
Okay, but
he's in these slides that he.
I think they're hers. I think he borrowed them from her.
He did. He did not plan his escape very well. And that is.
This guy's been in the same clothes for 3 days now.
Yeah, because he doesn't have a lot of pajama jeans.
He doesn't have, all he has is used boxers, his vintage boxers.
So he gets tea the next morning.
Yeah, he gets some black tea.
He calls Nicole and she was like, my friends were disappointed and shocked. And then you came here and lied to them and said that. And it's like, no, he didn't lie to your friends.
He was just like trying to be polite. Nice, trying to be polite. Right.
She said that he causes a lot of issues. And then he spent $300 on her credit card.
She said, you have caused nothing but
problems for the
for
last
me.
3 days and then the last 3 months and then the last 4 years.
But I mean, I can't believe how mean that is.
Yeah.
This poor guy.
Have you seen them ever like each other? I have not. Not one time.
No, and I'm sure that they purposely don't show us that on camera.
Sure.
But it's like, come on. That's so mean.
Well, he wants to get his stuff. And she's like, give me a few hours.
Because she's in Paris. She just came back from France.
She goes, I have to put on my breakup.
Yeah.
Beret.
She just flew in from France. That's why.
she's like, I was having a croissant. She's like,
I'm having a Madeleine and coffee.
Oh my God, my boss was there.
Oh, I love that. Who's your boss?
You know.
Oh, he was there?
Yeah. What was his name?
What, Terry Dubrow?
Okay, first of all, that's my colleague. I'm going to stop you right there. Jeez, Noelle, you just
what
don't
boss?
Respect me.
What boss?
My French-Canadian boss.
Oh sorry, Garçon?
She was a garçon.
Garcon? Yes, he was there. He got a beret just for Nicole.
Yeah, he made her croissant.
Her croissant and her madeleine.
Great. Wow, that was so good. Okay, do you notice when they do like the intro with the couples like standing?
Yes,
like,
of course.
Like sometimes they're mad, sometimes they're nice.
Yeah, of course.
Nicole is staring into nothing.
Nicole is
there. Okay, I posted a picture on my Instagram of me and my brother.
Oh,
when
I saw
we were
it.
Little.
Uh-huh.
And I am staring into nowhere.
Yes.
I am disassociating to the fullest.
Yes.
I am possibly four. I'm assuming I'm no more than 4
You're
years old.
You're so little. Yeah.
Okay. I'm disassociating. I have the same look on my face that Nicole has in these intros.
Yeah. There's something very off about her.
So bad. So she said that she wants to fix things. She loves him. So she puts on her breakup beret.
Uh-huh.
And she just stares at him.
Right. How is this making things better?
Okay. But people are like, oh, she had too much Botox or whatever. And it's like, maybe, but it doesn't make you not focus your eyes.
No, I think Ashley's friend, Erin, is going to channel her light aliens to come and talk to Nicole.
Well, he doesn't know where he's going to stay. He doesn't want to chat. And then they talk.
He also gives her money back too. He gives her credit card and money.
Yeah.
So, which I like.
They talk about the fight and he's like, yeah, I still want a divorce. And she tells him to go. And then he says, quote, believe me, I'm not going back.
But like, so you make him leave. I thought you want to work things out. She gets triggered so easily.
I mean, she doesn't even know how to have a conversation.
Also, too much stuff on these open shelves in this apartment.
What's happening? Is she living in a factory?
Yes.
I'm like,
there
is
so
this like
much
a
stuff.
Fulfillment center?
Yeah. Yes, it's an Amazon fulfillment center. That's where she works.
Well, I also work in a fulfillment center. But
you
I don't
work
live
at
in
ship
one.
Station.
I work at ship station, but I don't live in a fulfillment
center. No.
Well, oh my God. This is really, really, really bringing my emotions out, I'll tell you.
What, Emily and Kobe?
No.
Oh, I thought because they're next.
No. Well, this show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
I love BetterHelp.
Noelle,
yeah.
Let me tell you.
Tell me.
If you've benefited from therapy before, have you?
Oh yeah. No, I have. I didn't know that was a question. Yeah, I've actually benefited from therapy for like my whole life.
Well, we all carry around different stressors, big and small. And when we keep them bottled up, it could start to affect us negatively, just like we see right here.
Oh, you think? She is projecting.
She is. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down.
Okay.
So you've benefited from therapy. I've also benefited from therapy. It has helped me learn positive coping skills, how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. And it isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma.
No, everyone should do therapy.
Everyone. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you could switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Noelle, this is like the easiest way to find a therapist.
I know. And to switch a therapist, I was so nervous to do it.
Yeah.
Once I did it, I'm like, this couldn't have been easier.
Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/fiance today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/fiance.
Do it.
Okay, Kobe and Emily, I have like almost no
notes. I have three lines. Yeah, like nothing happened.
As the kids say, no notes.
No notes, no cap.
No cap, fire.
Fire flame, slaps, ham.
What's ham? Oh, hard as a...
ML. Hard as a motherfucker.
Wow, okay. Kobe and Emily are still at the club.
I have so many thoughts about Emily and... they're not like nice, you know?
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, Kobe walks away from his friends to go get her. And he's like, come sit with us. And he's like, no, I want, she goes, I want another drink. She's a little drunk.
She's a little tipsy. Yeah, she is.
Valerie wants her to learn to be quiet.
I mean, that's funny though. She's so mad because, so she's not mad about what they're saying. She's mad because they were interrupting her. Yes. Get a life.
But they won't stop.
They won't stop, but also I would just say okay. I never would have brought this up to them anyway. I would have been like, okay,
well, the production,
right? But it's up. Also like, okay.
Well, he basically tells them that if they don't agree with his life or his wife or whatever, then they don't have to come to the wedding.
But that's good. Good for him for saying that. And his friends are like, no, don't get angry. Don't get angry. And it's like, well, you guys keep disrespecting
guys
my wife.
Literally sitting here yelling.
Yeah.
It's like for my wife bought a bottle and a table.
Of Jack Daniels.
None of your clothes fit.
Mm-mm. None of them.
None of you. You're all wearing clothes that you were many, many years ago. You're wearing your communion suit.
They are.
And you're going to sit here and nonstop yell at my wife who bought you a bottle?
Okay. Controversial opinion here. I really wanted her to be wearing a bra. That was my problem.
Okay. So this is also the problem. I think it's 4 billion degrees there.
Oh, without a doubt. Because I actually think where they were, everything was open too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I get it.
Oh, no,
I don't think it's a
can.
Controversial opinion. I understand where you're going. I think as a small breasted woman, I understand.
But if you're going to wear a shirt, you can wear a bra.
You love wearing bras.
I do. But Tracy, if that was you, I promise you, you'd have a bra on. I'm not against bras because, like, we have friends that don't wear bras. The placement of her breasts bother me. She needs to wear a bra. That's what bothers me.
Well, maybe
her breast placement.
And I could just change the placement.
Okay, change her placement. You have to change Cheyenne's placement too on Teen Mom.
I do.
Everyone needs a placement change.
I have been using pigskin
inside
of the openings for implants. And
isn't that what they call like a football?
Well, this is not time for your shenanigans. My serious medical career is not for you.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I'm very sorry. You know?
I mean, pigskin is used in surgery all the time.
Yeah, I believe it. But
yeah, it's
like,
called a xenograft.
Wow. Yeah. Very cool.
Yeah. That's it's also a heterograft. Cool. It's just, it's like an internal bra.
I would like an internal bra. I like an internal and an external bra at the same time. But I'm not botched. You can't give it to me.
I can't. I just can't.
Uh-uh.
Oh, man. All right. That's all I have on them.
No, that's it. It's over for them. They were
it's over
2 seconds.
Them.
They were 2 seconds and Ed and Liz were 2 seconds.
Correct. All right. So we're moving on to Ashley and Memo. They're still in our area, if you will.
Right. They're still in Queens, New York.
Okay. So they're in Queens. They're going to Newark, New Jersey. He sees a billboard for the musical Wicked, and he does not like it.
Well, he's like, but I like that he says that she's a modern witch.
He calls her a modern witch.
Cars.
She said that he thinks of a witch as like a Halloween witch.
Sure.
And she's like, he calls her a modern witch. That was
she's like,
funny.
I don't ride a broom. He's like, yeah, you drive a car. You're a modern witch. I like that.
So he tells her, like, don't tell my family. Could you just not tell my family?
I mean, you're going to see them for an hour.
And
you
she goes, well,
them?
You telling me not to tell your family makes me want to tell them more. How immature are you?
Get a life.
Grow up.
Get a life. Pick a different struggle. This is stupid.
Super immature. All right. Well, they go to This is an Ecuadorian restaurant, I'm assuming, that's behind like a deli.
Right. It's like a bodega like a that turns into a restaurant.
That is the best restaurant.
Okay. Agreed. But it's almost like, but then it goes out into this like nice dining room. So why isn't there just a door to the dining room? You know, that's the interesting part.
It was probably first a convenience store and then they added the dining room.
I bet the food is delicious.
I'm sure it is. There's a bar in Columbia, South Carolina that is a Mexican convenience store. And in the back is a full crazy bar.
I remember we went to this place. I can't remember. I think it was in South Carolina or maybe it was in Philly. I don't remember, but it was a hot dog stand. A lot of chili hot dogs.
That was in North Carolina.
The men were eating.
That was in Raleigh.
Somewhere. I think
was it Snoopy's?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's in Raleigh, North Carolina.
Yeah, look at that. Tracy, we've been to so many places. You think I know?
We've definitely been to. Yeah. So they walk in and there's blue crabs in the front.
Mm-hmm. Cute.
That's how you know it's summer.
That's how you know. Mm-hmm.
So we meet Uncle Leopold.
Leopoldo. Yep.
Yeah. He said that she's like, you know, I want to become more part of your family. And he's like, oh, don't worry. You're part of our family. You're part of his rib. You were created from his
rib. Right. You came from it. I know. But it's like, you know, this type.
Okay. But also, you don't have to take everything literally.
Ashley, you could just say, yep.
But he meant it in a nice way.
He was being really, really nice to her.
Yeah. He was saying, like, you're part of us.
Right. He's like, you are one. And he's like, you're part of our family.
Yes. Okay. So? And she's like, I work in spirituality. I work in tarot cards. And he starts talking. She does go along with it, though, because now
he starts talking about
God and the Bible. And she's like, as for God.
And I like that he's kind of like, I don't really understand what she's saying.
It's like, that's
perfect. Uh-huh.
He's like, sure.
Yeah.
So now they're going to go out and Manuel puts on his favorite silk pink shirt.
How cute is this shirt?
He slicks his hair back.
But I like that he's like outside and he's like, no, look at my face. I look so ugly.
Oh. So they go to meet Erin. This is one of her colleagues in which school?
Okay. Sure it is.
She works in the galactic realm and aliens. And she brings up that she's heard about some alien sightings in Ecuador.
Here's the thing, right? Noelle, I am very spiritual. I grew up in a very spiritual environment.
Yeah.
I believe in all things.
Sure.
I don't really know if this woman is speaking some galactic language.
What do you mean?
To talk to aliens that are speaking to her through the energy of her body.
It's definitely a romance language.
I mean, I think this is definitely niche. Like, what is this exactly?
Well, she is feeling the energy activation and she's speaking her light language.
I black out.
You and I have been speaking a light language our whole lives.
Tracy, we were in Food Emporium the other day just looking at each other.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, we don't have to talk.
Mm-mm.
Uh-uh. We even know which way, directions to look in the store. It's like, roast beef isn't good today. We just look at each other and just, just say no.
Listen, when roast beef isn't good, it just ruins your whole day.
No, sometimes it slaps. Sometimes it doesn't.
You got to just pass the deli counter by.
Yep.
Keep walking. Don't waste your time. Don't even go back for bread.
No, we didn't.
I know. So, okay. Manuel is making fun in the confessional so much.
He's so funny.
He's so silly. So I was talking to Nikki Clips.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that his family, so some of his family is from Ecuador.
Mm-hmm.
And they said that Manuel is like a typical Ecuadorian, his humor.
Oh, really? I like
they said,
that.
Yeah, they said that's like a thing.
He's a goose.
Yeah, I think it's like a very silly goose country.
Oh, okay. I like that. Okay, so it's
full
a
of geese.
Country is just, it's a geese-like country. Okay.
Exactly. So she was like, okay, I'm feeling that there's bad communication.
Wow.
And she's like, oh my God, yes, that's what the alien told you? She's like, yes, and your ancestors and your galactic realm.
I mean, this is such horseshit, and I believe everything, and this is horseshit.
Okay, but you should think about the new and not the old.
But she's speaking in tongues. What is this language exactly? Because guess what? The subtitles didn't even come up on my screen.
Why, you don't think that they translate light language?
Like, what is this?
Here's the thing. It's not Spanish.
But that's what I mean. Like, what is this?
It's bad Spanish. It's like when I try to talk to someone in Spanish.
That's so funny. I left my jeans in the laundromat the other day. Tracy's like, I'll call for you. Because I'm like, they only speak Spanish. Mm-hmm. I can't call. And you're like, I'll call for you.
I'll call you. I'll speak light language to them. I'll be like, jeans. Oh, wala, wainana, jeans. I also sing light language.
I like that.
Jeans wash on machine. No.
Back dryer. Oh,
you just do that. Okay. So she said that, you know, she needs to trust him. And right. He's like, I trust her. And he's like, listen, everything that's wrong with us is your fault. And she like loses her mind.
Well, because he's like, I can't even go to the store. I go to the store. You say no.
Let him go out or have space.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, she's annoying. I would say the same thing.
So he pretends to leave, but he's just going to the bar to get a drink and he comes back.
Yeah, where's he going?
And then she's yelling that it's not true. And then she leaves. And he's like, well, I guess we gotta leave.
But she is so mad.
Ashley listens to this podcast, I think.
I think so too.
Relax.
Ashley, it's no big deal. He's a silly goose. Don't take him so literally.
Just go, okay, cool.
Yeah, just like, okay.
Yeah, it's all my fault.
And guess what? Let him go to the store sometimes.
Let him go to the store.
Let him go to the store. You like your coffee. Tell him to go get you a coffee.
If you love something, let it go.
Let it go.
If it comes back to you, it was meant to be. If not, not really.
Yeah, so just see if
he
comes back.
If it goes to Newark, New Jersey. So he goes.
If he rides his moped to New York City, then you know it's not meant
to be. He goes, how do you like it here, Uncle, in New York City? And he's like, it's Newark, New Jersey.
Oh, God, that's so funny. He really thinks they're the same thing.
Okay, in his defense.
Yeah.
They kind of aren't.
You think Newark and New York are the same thing?
I mean, they're moments away from each other.
I mean, I guess when you live here, I can see that. But I don't really think that they're the same thing.
They're not the same thing.
Okay.
You know what's not the same thing?
What's not the same thing?
Patrick and Thais. They're not the same.
You really like her. And I like cannot stand
her. I like
her
all the way. All the way.
I think that she's a miserable child.
I think she's a realist.
Oh, God. I actually couldn't disagree with you more.
Well,
go in the group and tell us who you like.
Go and tell us who you like, because I am. Listen, I don't hate Patrick either, though.
I don't hate Patrick. He's fine.
But I like Thais as well.
I am not team Thais.
I'm team Patrick and Thais together.
So am I. But I just feel like she has a problem with everything all the time.
No, she's the only one who sees the problems. Thank you.
Nah, I feel like when it's your parent, who cares?
Okay, so his dad shows up and brings paint to the apartment.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, oh, for 3 days of your vacation here, you're going to be painting your own apartment that you pay full rent for, that I increase your rent all the time.
Because he has no money.
Right.
This would be someone in my family doing this. This is the story
of my
life.
Yeah, I would also be like, hey, it's actually my apartment and I don't want to paint it. It doesn't look like it needs a paint job.
It doesn't look like it needs a paint job. But also, Patrick says that this is really important to him. He grew up without a father, and doing things like this are important to him, and he wants to. So that's why I wouldn't have a problem.
No, he says that he
doesn't
mind going to the Rancho Cucamonga and painting.
No, but he says in the confessional, it's important to him for him to do things for his father.
All right.
So then Thais, shut up.
Whatever. Also, he calls the baby chunky and heavy and gives Patrick a look.
Okay, but how cute is this baby?
This baby's beautiful.
I want her.
She's very cute. It's like, I would take her if she stayed that size.
Me too.
And the dog.
Oh, me too. But the thing is, the way Thais handles the baby sometimes.
Okay. I thought her arm was going to fall
me
off.
Me too.
I was like,
this kid is going to pop out.
Okay. But the only thing that I can tell you is by reading about babies, because I don't know if mm-hmm. you guys ever need like parenting advice or anything.
Okay.
Because mm-hmm. I do read a lot. And by read, I mean, I watch TikTok videos.
Mm-hmm.
If you need any parenting advice, you could always come to me. My DMs are open just for that. Okay. Not for anything else, really.
Okay.
Baby's bones are very
soft, limber. Pliable. Yeah,
they're pliable.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's like Stretch Armstrong.
She grabs that kid and I'm like, the shoulder is out of place.
Yeah,
now.
And she's
is
like, don't worry, I'll just pop it right back in.
Oh my God.
Mm-hmm. She's like, I just made that arm of Play-Doh, so don't
it's
even worry
so
about it.
It's so funny. I'm so glad you saw that because I'm like, am I overreacting here?
No. I was like, okay. You broke the baby.
Oh, man.
So she said that she didn't know he was coming over. It's like he came over for 5 minutes.
Well, she's mad that she is controlling.
Well, they're going to be there for 2 weeks and they're going to do 3 days of painting. Mm-hmm. Fun. And he's like, I also don't have a leg. He's like, paint with your mouth.
Yeah, really. You just hold the brush with your teeth.
So he raises the rent $100, a lot.
Yeah, obviously he doesn't have any money.
He wants it earlier, and he has also a list of stuff to do.
Yeah, but he probably has nobody there to help him.
I don't know. I would just hire someone to paint the apartment.
But also, they
haven't... don't paint the apartment while I'm in it.
Okay,
my
but
baby.
Also, they haven't been there for 2 years, so that's probably why he's been saving all this stuff for Patrick to do.
Fun.
Uh-huh.
Well, Patrick, hire a handyman, pay for it out of your own pocket, and let's move it on.
I don't know. Maybe he likes to do it, though.
All right. Well, Patrick said that his dad brought the paint to be nice. I do not think it's...
Okay, that I don't agree with. He brought it because he wanted you to do it.
Yes.
Yeah, I thought he was bringing Pampers. I thought that was a box of diapers.
Yeah, it's like, well, it's a box of paint Pampers.
Yeah.
Okay, so the baby is fussing like a tiny bit.
I mean, yeah, I know. Like the littlest bit. It's like, you think this is a lot?
Patrick goes, I have never seen her like that.
Oh. Then you have a great baby.
I'll take that baby.
I'll take that baby. That's fussing.
The problem is that when you get a baby,
mm-hmm.
like even when you get a teacup baby,
uh-huh.
they do grow. Like it's never what you want it to be.
Let me tell you something. I was in my kitchen today. There was the loudest bang at my door I've ever heard in my life. I uh-huh. jumped out of my skin. It's my neighbor, their child upstairs. He hands me my package from Amazon.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, here, he's like, hello. And he hands it to me. I'm like, thank you. Slams the door in my face. He hands it to me and goes, boom. And she's like, Lucas. He smashed the door. It was so funny. And I'm like, now this kid fusses. This is
tough. We've seen him like that.
Oh my God. This right. But it's like, this is fussing for a baby. I could deal with this in 1 second.
I know. I just wish, you know, they stayed that size. It's like
me
when
too.
You see a pig.
They don't say that size.
Mm-mm.
They just don't.
No.
Mm-mm.
So Jose also asked for money from them. And she said that he has selfish intentions. And you know what, Thais? He does.
You know what, Thais? If it doesn't bother Patrick, shouldn't bother you.
Okay. Well, it bothers me.
Yeah, but it's like she has a problem with everything. She has a problem with John. She has a problem with... She's mad at him because he broke his leg. Like, she's mad about everything.
Me too.
Right. Yeah. This
me
I
too.
Am so far removed from that.
Well, too bad. Because guess who else is mad? Liz over the taco pasta.
God, this is so stupid too.
Okay. He's like, I moved halfway across the country for her.
And I paid for this house. I paid for everything.
Okay. You moved to the town that your family is from.
Right. But also you willingly paid for everything. I thought she was a partner in a restaurant. She couldn't afford to move.
What?
Right. But it's also like you don't do acts of kindness like that to throw it in someone's face either, though.
No, she doesn't know why he wants to talk to her at this bar. Okay, you obviously agreed upon it.
Okay, why do you have to bring Riley with you?
She's like, you don't even care where Riley's gonna go. And he's like, I don't know, it's your kid. Like, what?
So she's like, I don't think this is a healthy environment. So you're
okay.
Gonna
so if you go to an Applebee's, you're bringing Riley to break up with
you're gonna bring her to the breakup table?
Yeah. And the problem is because it's a bar. That's the problem.
But that's
but the breakup table is
boar's nest, right?
Yeah.
I can't believe it. It's like, wait a minute, you're actually bringing Riley with you? Riley can stay home alone.
Like, how old is she?
I don't know. Old enough to make breakfast pizza?
I don't know if I would keep her home alone, but like, I don't know. Have someone. What about Liz, the sister?
But also, Ed, just come to the house.
Lock
come
the kid
to the
in
house.
The house.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Let her watch TV and just come
but
to the house and talk
obviously
to me.
Liz agreed to meet him at the boar's nest.
But no. Okay, so what I read was, I did read it. I think it was on Instagram. Liz was like, he called me and he was basically like, you have 1 hour to get here because I want to talk to you and this is the place we're going to. She's like, I don't want to meet you at a bar. You're not giving me any time to do
right.
this. So she didn't have time to get a sitter
or
anything.
Okay.
So I do. But so they didn't show that. He's such a dick. He is such a dick.
Yeah. Okay. He is. But this is what I will tell you.
He's right.
He is right.
Mm-hmm.
He's ultimately right. And she's like, I have fought so hard to be with him. And all he tells me every time we break up is that he just wants to be alone. And I still fight for it. And it's like,
you're not
Liz?
Hearing what he's saying.
Liz?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
He just wants to be alone.
He doesn't want to be with you.
Yeah. So he said, okay, fine. I'll meet you wherever you want. And she hangs up.
Right. Because also he's like, Liz, I've made up my mind. So
okay,
like,
but that's what he said. He said, I'll talk to you, but
yeah.
I have made up my mind.
Yeah. But she's like, she doesn't
she
believe
she wants
it's
to
real.
Fight more for this.
Yeah, of course. He doesn't want to. The problem is the other person's checked out.
Yeah, stop.
Yeah.
Listen, I hate Ed.
But he's right in this.
But he's right.
Yeah, he is right. I will give him that.
Okay, speaking of no notes.
Lauren and Alexi.
Okay, they're going for pre-op testing. She's like, it's my pre-op consultation. No, it's not. It's not your consultation.
But also, you think that you're... Do you guys really think she's going to cancel? No. She's not going to cancel this.
But also, you have been for your pre-op consultation.
Right. This is the
you
day
didn't
before.
Just find out about your drains.
Mm-hmm. She's like, oh, I didn't know this.
Okay. Also, don't you think that she should be going to like a post-op like place, like a center?
See, I was going to say, shouldn't she like have a nurse at home with her then or something?
Yes.
Yeah.
Either one.
Right. One or the other. I feel like she probably would want to go home just because her kids are there. So she can
see
what's going on.
Yeah, but I wouldn't
want
to go home because my kids are there because I don't want to scare my kids.
Because I think they would get upset seeing me like that. Right. Me too. But it's like, say she did want to go home. You should have a nurse going with you. You can't have this man take that does laundry once a week.
Take care of
three
kids.
Three kids. And you, he has to do your drains too? Hell no.
And he has to measure your fluids.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know what that means, but like, I don't want to know what that means. You know,
well, it's not gonna
I
want to.
I just want to know what color the fluid is. Pink, I guess. Yeah, that's what I figured.
It's fine.
But also, he's like, "This is your last chance." She's not.
Well, because
cancel.
Her mother wants him to convince her.
Also, she has an evil eye, Louis Vuitton.
I know, Louis
Very
Vuitton.
Very cool. Uh huh. Yeah. I have an evil.
You could
eye.
Also make your own evil eye, Louis Vuitton, by buying a Louis Vuitton and just drawing an evil eye on it with some paint.
Get it on the H gate, though.
Oh, my God. Noelle, do not encourage that.
Oh, okay. I do.
Patreon.com/Trash Talk Podcast. Follow the podcast, 90 Day Podcast on Instagram and Twitter. Noelle is Noe Girl on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. I'm at Trixie Tuzini on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. Also, the podcast is at Trash Talk Podcast on TikTok. And guess what? TracyCarnazzo.com for all of my upcoming show dates. I have a lot. Am I going to be in your city? There's no way to know. Well, there's one way to know. TracyCarnazzo.com. We'll see you there.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.